Let's face it, with the world's population closing in on 7 billion, it's just getting harder to come up with a new and creative name for a baby. But that hasn't stopped some parents in Sweden from trying. One pair of parents just named their baby boy Q, just the letter Q. But they had to fight their government to do it. Henrik Stahl writes for the Svenska Dagbladet newspaper. He spoke with the parents about their legal victory and why they wanted to name their son Q in the first place.
They told me that he's a unique baby, and we felt that he must have a unique name, and that the name Q simply popped up.
Was this kind of surprising to a lot of Swedes who, you know, I mean, it's a fairly progressive society that, you know, some government authority could say what you can and cannot name your child?
The law states that only names that could give offense or is unsuitable are forbidden. And the name Q cannot give offense in any way. It's just that it's a single letter. And that's the whole thing that this has regarded. You know, is it okay to give a baby a single letter as a name? It was two other Swedish courts that denied the name before it reached the Supreme Court. It was surprising. But on the other hand, as you say, it is a progressive country. So I would say that our readers are very divided by this.
What are some of the other names that have been denied in Sweden over the years?
For example, the name Metallica.
Metallica.
It was first denied by the Swedish tax agency, but later it was okayed by the Supreme Court. Their parents wanted this girl to be named Metallica, and the Swedish tax agency said, no way, she's not going to have the name Metallica, and they overruled, and finally they got the right to name their baby Metallica.
Mm. Yeah, it's better than Britney, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, because I like Metallica.
Is Sweden expecting a rush suddenly of requests for names like A, B, C, all the way to Z?
I don't think so. One other case that has regarded single letters, and that's a woman in Varberg. She wanted to change her name to AC because her name was Anne-Christine, and her initials are AC. So she wanted to, and she had always been called AC, and she wanted to change name to AC. And the Swedish tax agency said no, it consists only of single letters. But the Supreme Court said that, no, it will be just fine to change name to AC.
It does seem like kind of a whole silly discussion. I mean, why can't people just name their kids what they want to name them?
Yeah, of course. I agree. And a lot of our readers also agree. And they say, as I said before, that the authorities should not decide what is or what is not a good name for a child, like Q, which will not give offense. And Q is, well, unsuitable. How do you define unsuitable?
I got to say, I kind of like Q as a name. I mean, I think of Quincy Jones, you know, he's pretty cool. Yo, Q, you know, but they might not actually get beat up in the schoolyard.
No, of course not. Q is cool.
Q is cool. Yeah. Henrik Stahl writes for the Svenska Dagbladet newspaper. Thanks very much. And what does Dagbladet mean, by the way?
It means Daily Telegraph.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, or Daily Paper.
Daily Paper, Daily Telegraph. Well, thank you very much, Henrik.
Thanks.